Hello and welcome to the T3 Podcast Gadget Show Live Special. Woo. Yes, we're here in Birmingham this week. Had the lovely NEC with several zillion people and just about every piece of tech you could hope to lay your hands on. Coming up in this week's show, we've all the goss from the show, including how Rhi and I got on with our live performances on the stage. PlayStation Move's finally kicking some ass against the mighty Kinect. Why it's the end of the lovable flip camcorder. And find out which town in the UK has the slowest mobile broadband. Plus, it's your chance to get involved with the 2011 T3 Awards. All that, plus another What We Got Wrong. And by we, I mean myself and the lovely Rhi Morgan, but no Duncan Bell this week. He's in Switzerland on a jolly. So welcome, Rhi.
Hello. We're just sat in the corner in the gadget show.
We are. Well, honestly, we're just
sat. You might actually see us.
We're sat in a little corridor.
On the way in, just on the floor.
We couldn't find anywhere to put it. But no Duncan this week, so no rant. But that's fine, because we do have tons to cram in, starting with where we are, the Gadget Show Live, which is heaving once again.
It is packed. Apparently there's 150,000 here every day. They're just streaming in.
I think it's 150,000 in this corridor.
Yeah, I know. I just got my foot crushed.
Yes, it is rather busy here at the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham. We've been presenting on stage, but Rhi, today is your last day at the show. So how's it been for you?
It's been good, Dan. You and I have gone up, taken to the stage, presented with...
How were we described as earlier?
I think we were described as the Denise Van Outen and Johnny Vaughan of live tech shows, which I think is quite niche.
Yeah, that is a little niche. But a compliment, I think.
Well, we weren't covered in Rotten Tomatoes.
No, this is true.
We didn't get booed off stage. So I think by all accounts, it went well.
You know what? Just to explain what we've been doing, we've been showing off bits of the T3 Hot 100 on stage. It's the T3's hottest gadgets, I believe we're called.
Ooh, oh, sorry, I was back on stage there. That was my
pumping
cue.
Up that crowd. Have you been able to check out the stands while you've been here?
I've been to a few stands. I've been to the Samsung stand. They've got their Samsung Galaxy S2 on show. LG got massive on 3D. Saw an interesting solar charger for iPhones.
Wow.
My Sunti, I think it's called.
I did go to the Samsung stand because I was drawn to it because they've got a whole wall here in a completely different area of the show with individual bricks made up of Samsung Galaxy tabs. And I just thought they would be like little dummy units. But you can play with them. There's people stabbing on them the whole time.
Yeah, and I think the highlight, I think everyone's highlight is the Batmobile on the Firebox stand.
Where was that?
You missed that. How can you miss that? Amazing. It was absolutely phenomenal. But obviously, the Hub Live TV show was the best.
Of course, of course. I did go to the Samsung stand. I was hoping to see the new 8.9-inch tab, but they've just got the 10 one.
Yeah, they've just got the normal one. Well, the normal one and the new 10.1.
Yeah.
But they haven't got the mid-range.
Yeah, I was really able to see that. What I did see, though, on the HP stand, which actually, I think, is larger here than it was at Mobile World Congress.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually quite a decent show they've put on here. But they've got the Palm Pre 3.
Have they? Touchpad?
And the touchpad, yeah.
Have they?
And they showed me that, you know how they, the ripple effect when you touch them together?
Nice.
It is really nice. It works. So they had a web page up, touch them together, you get a little ripple effect, and the web page is transferred to your phone. It's actually very slick. The whole WebOS entirely is slick. It's just a pleasure to use. Everything they showed me, they were talking me through it all, and I was just like, this is so good.
Yeah.
But no one's ever going to use it.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? When the Palm came out, we were like, this is amazing. The best OS you've seen. It was just on the Palm, which was like, oh, okay. If WebOS was on, I can't say Android anymore because that's amazing, but if it had the devices that Android did, it would do fantastic.
Yeah, it needs more devices. But the other thing is as well, they're showing it off here, but it's not coming out till, you know, the summer.
And I don't think really this is their market either. It's just...
A lot of people were impressed. I think it almost is their market because in some ways they've put loads of like security features on there, which is kind of business. Maybe they're going up with BlackBerry on that one. But a lot of the people here They're kind of gadget fans, but they're not like tech diehards. And so they're kind of open-minded to these things. Yeah. And a lot of people were really impressed just playing around with it.
Cool stuff here. It's like the cool...
That's why we're here, Ree.
Exactly. Actually, we're hot, Dan.
Of course, I forgot. You've been filming while you're here. What have you been doing?
Yes, I've been finding out what people want in the iPhone 5.
So, that old chestnut.
Yeah, it's a classic. I've been pulling stuff...
Basically, you can make up whatever you want.
I did. There's a van show here, and we did toy with the idea of doing the video in the van show. The Apple van. But yeah, apparently the best thing a lot of people have been saying is battery life. A lot of people are disappointed with the iPhone 4 battery life. They want better battery life.
If someone was going to ask me, Dan, how do you improve the iPhone, I'd say put a better battery in there.
Yeah, that's what they say. And also, someone come out with a good idea. Well, good idea, because I think it's annoying that you should be able to FaceTime with other people. Like, it should be an app.
What, like...
With Skype. I know it's Skype.
Oh, okay. So you mean FaceTime with non-Apple people?
Yeah, non-Apple products. But that's essentially Skype now that I think about it.
Yeah, yeah. They've probably just reinvented the wheel on that one. Okay, well, if you are coming down to the Gadget Show Live this weekend, you can join myself and Matt, not Ree, from tomorrow, in the Hub Theatre. We'll be on stage at 11:30 on Saturday and on Sunday, showing you some of the hottest gear from the T3 Hot 100. You can even pick up T3 for £2.
You can, and also they've got a funny deal, which is six for £6. Why would you want six issues?
What, the same issue?
Yeah. So if you buy six, you get them for a quid. If you buy one,
no,
you get them for
£2. Surely they mean 6 months.
No, it's six for £6.
Someone's cocked that up. Okay. Anyway, plenty of tech stories to get through. That's a classic. Get through this week. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, good news at last for Sony's PlayStation Move. The controller is outselling its big rival Microsoft Kinect by nearly 2-1 in its native Japan. It sold 170,000 units between its launch there and the end of 2010, eclipsing the 90,000 Kinect units shifted in Japan during the same period. Welcome respite after the Kinect spanked it in the pre-Crimbo sales race over here.
Not breaking any sales. Oh, a flip. I just read it. A flip video. It's the diminutive USB movie makers are being ditched by owners, Cisco Systems, because of competition from HD shoot in smartphones. 550 jobs will go, spelling the end of our favourite pint-sized cooler.
Oh, sad news. Flip, they're here as well. I felt very sorry for them. Samsung has officially announced that its first dual-core smartphone, the Samsung Galaxy S2, will launch in the UK on the 1st of May. That's just 8 days ahead of the diminutive HTC Flyer released on the 9th of May. The 7-inch tablets already appeared for pre-order via the Carphone Warehouse and Best Buy at a hefty $599.99.
Meanwhile, the first dual-core HTC phone, the Sensation, will also land next month on Vodafone. It'll be exclusive for a month, with hitting 3, T-Mobile and Orange in June, leaving O2 as the only remaining major UK network still to announce its plans.
If you thought Moto and Samsung's 10-inch tablets were big, how about a 23-incher penciled in for launch later this year by Lenovo? Lenovo's senior marketing specialist William Kai has told TechRadar the proposed tab isn't for taking out and about, that's a relief, more for taking room to room for use with a keyboard or propped up as a telly. Think of it as a touchscreen iMac.
That sounds awful. While we're on crazy tablet ideas, Mercedes have been showing off an A-class concept with a dash-mounted tab. Positioned nicely for tapping those directions to your sat-nav app, is due to debut at Shanghai Motor Show later this month.
Broadband news. Ahoy! BT says more than 1.5 million customers and businesses will have fibre optic broadband by next year. Openreach has released details of the 156 towns and cities getting the upgrade through 2011 and 2012. Meanwhile, Fujitsu has announced its plans to bring broadband to 5 million people in rural areas.
And finally, spare a thought for Milton Keynes, which now has officially the slowest mobile broadband in the UK. Top10.com measured the average 3G speed there at 1.73 megabits per second. Top of the phone browsing chart was Peterborough, with an average download speed of 3.86 megabits per second, more than twice as fast.
Yes, Milton Keynes, just another reason not to go there. Now, time to see what you have been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM.
We asked you if you missed the flip Vegas pool. What's a flip? That answers it for you.
Oh, sarcasm.
Well, that's funny, isn't it? I'll flip you the bird. We've had that as well. Row groupie, I loved my flip until I got my iPhone 4 with video. Now poor flip is gathering dust.
No, you see, that's the whole thing. That's why they're pulling the plug. Ree, just read out this next tweet, will you?
Oh, Shay Eccleston. Oh my God, Dan! Just saw a pic of you for the first time. Thumbs up there, Dan. Listen to the podcast all the time. Imagined you differently. I wonder why. What did she imagine you?
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, is that just in? She, you know, it's. I think it is a she. Is it just sort of relative? She sort of imagined me as this hideous creation, and
or
you know,
she imagined you gorgeous.
What, I'm even better. Oh yeah, that's quite plausible.
You have got a smiley face at the end, which means a good thing.
There we are. Maybe that's what the thumbs up mean. Anyway, a spate of people in shock at hearing their names on the T3 podcast. Sebastian Half and Colin McDee both tweeted their glee. Colin saying, "I'm now officially famous." Possibly, Colin. There's several thousand people do listen to the podcast, so you know there is some fame in that. More alarmingly, Grace Stocks tweeted to say, "Imagine my surprise to have a tweet singled out for discussion on the T3 podcast this week. Nearly crashed my car."
Oh dear.
And also, Benchmore, "Hey, you read out my tweet on the podcast, and I nearly fell off my seat. Problem was, I was driving."
Oh my God,
guys!
We're a health hazard. We're a health hazard.
If you are driving, please concentrate on the road, not on the T3 podcast. But this did get us wondering what it is you do while listening to the T3 podcast. One answer has come from the, good old Axon Jackson 666, who tweeted that he was listening to the T3 podcast at the Mo whilst waiting for my pizza to cook.
That's great. That's a great way to spend time.
Yeah. Although a pizza, what, about 12 minutes? Usual podcast, about 25 minutes. I mean, you'd have to...
That pizza, isn't it?
You'd have to whack in a bit of garlic bread and, you know, perhaps prepare a salad as well,
yeah,
something like that.
Prepare a salad. Do like a... That's what you could do. You could do a Jamie's 30 minutes meal while listening to the podcast.
Brilliant. Brilliant. There we are. Well, that's what you should do. But if you want to let us know what you do while you listen to the T3 podcast, we're on Twitter at T3DOTCOM. Now then, it is our favourite part of the show. The bit where we get to say...
What we got wrong on the T3 podcast last week.
Yes. Now, this week's, or rather last week's howler, comes courtesy of Liam Mulholland from Carlisle, who heard us say this.
Well, you've got Dell here. To be honest, I nearly always recommend Dell.
Yeah, Dell XPS series.
Is that the Adamo?
No, that never came out, did it?
Oh, didn't
but
it?
The XPS is like their sort of tasty range.
So that's...
Is that the Adamo?
And the response...
No, that never came out, did it?
Unfortunately.
I was right. I said it came out.
Yes. Liam tweeted to say, "The Dell Adamo XPS actually came out in November 2009, but was later discontinued in November 2010. So that's a whole year that the Adamo was out. Now, Duncan isn't here to defend himself, but I do have their Twitter exchange. Duncan replied to the initial tweet, "Wasn't that what we said, DB? To which Liam replied, "Sorry, Dunk, but you said it never came out. Go back." And this is very useful and quite precise, to 17 minutes and 56 seconds of the podcast, and you'll hear it. Duncan's final word on this. There was, this is his excuse, a designer Dell we reviewed, and then that went off the radar. I thought that was the Adamo. Thanks for clarifying. Basically, Duncan got it wrong. So anyway, that was...
What we got wrong on the T3 podcast last week.
Yes, that was what we got wrong last week. No doubt another podcast riddled with errors, so let us know if you find any. Now, finally... It is that time of year again, Ree, the time of year when I start to think about dusting off my tuxedo and Ree contemplates throwing off her dowdy T-shirts and slipping into that sequin cocktail dress she saves just for such occasions. Yes, nominations have opened for the T3 Awards. Ooh. And Ree, this year readers and podcast listeners can get involved in the awards process earlier than ever before.
They can indeed, because this year, for the first time only, you can actually nominate gadgets into a category. So if you go to T3Awards/nominate, you can actually put your favourite gadget in and put it in the category that you think it should be nominated in. And if it gets enough nominations, then it will be put forward into the long list.
Excellent. So this, we're at the long list stage, which is kind of the first stage in the whole process. Normally we just come up with these things, and then occasionally enough people get together and vote some other ones in, and we sort it out. But this time they're being set from the start by readers and listeners. Yes,
exactly. Yeah, you can set the agenda. If you've got a favourite gadget that you think should be in the T3 Awards and it wasn't in last year, maybe, then just get involved.
Okay, so what sort of categories are there?
They're the same categories where there are the golden oldies, so gadget of the year, phone of the year, laptop of the year, but we've got a few new categories this year.
Yes, go on.
There's tablet of the year.
Nice.
Which is a new one. There's also accessory of the year, another new one. So there's a few new ones in there.
Did we have an app one last year?
Yes, we did. App of the year last year, we did.
All right, so that's back
that
again this
brand
year.
Brand new, that's back again this year.
Awesome, okay, so there's 19 categories in all. When is the long list actually going to be revealed for all these?
It will be revealed on the 26th of May, so you've got a bit of time to get thinking and get your nominations in.
Good. Okay, so just again, how do you go about nominating?
You go to the website. It is t3.awards.com/nominate. If you type in T3 Awards Nominate 2011, you'll find it.
Nice one, nice one. Now, you know what we haven't done? We haven't done our Gadget of the Week, which I think has to be the number one in our Hot 100, because we have it here.
We do, and we have the only one in the whole of the gadget show.
Yeah.
The only one. Yeah, it is the Motorola Atrix. It's the number one in our Hot 100. And we've been showing off to, and people, that is the one thing they've been most impressed with when they come to the show, is the Atrix.
Yeah, it's kind of the grand finale.
It is the grand finale.
Well, I'm spoiling it now for everyone who's coming on Saturday and Sunday.
Today. I did it wrong, though, because I had no idea what button to press.
Okay, just to explain, I'm meant to be the kind of stooge, and Ree is meant to be explaining it all to me, and that's just how it works on stage, you know. Obviously, I do it every day. I see how it works each day. I do know how the Atrix works, but just for reasons of presentation, that's how we do it. Except today, Ree got completely stuck, so I had to suddenly, through divine inspiration, figure out, how it works.
You'd set it up, so I was like, I don't know any of these controls.
I had to take over.
I thought all I had to do was press enter, then it would work, but it was like, no, I have to go to video, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we did get it working. We've got all three of the docks that come with it. So the TV dock, which hooks it up via HDMI to TV, you can watch your videos. The desktop one, which turns it into a desktop PC. And probably the best one of all, the laptop one.
Yeah, definitely. So the Atrix, in case you haven't seen it is an Android phone that's got a dual-core processor, same as a Zoom. And when you dock it into this dummy laptop, it's just, that is the brains of it. And it just runs everything off the laptop. You get 8 hours on there. You do all your browsing, word processing, anything. I think it's amazing that it powers that laptop up and it's just all in your pocket.
When I saw it at CES, I was kind of I was a bit disappointed it had to dock and they hadn't worked out a wireless way of doing it. But I guess it's the first generation of its kind.
Yeah.
And it is incredible how powerful it is. I'm sure they can improve it with maybe a wireless system next time. Yeah. But it does blow you away what it's capable of.
And the fact that it's so small, you'd think it would be like a brick, but it's just so light, it's small, it's got everything you need and just so much more. So I think it's a worthy winner.
Okay, well, that is our gadget that we can really our gadget of the year, because it's tops our Hot 100 list. But of course, you can change the order of our Hot 100. If you go to hot100.t3.com.
Yes, exactly. You can vote whether it's hot or not. We've got all the lists there, and you just vote whether you think it's hot or not. I think at the top now, I don't think it is the Atrix.
Oh.
Somehow, I think there's a bit of tomfoolery going on, because I think the D-Link box is at number 4.
Come on.
I'm like, really?
Okay, well, get on there and sort that out. But that is about all for this week from the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad with all of the Hot 100. And we are on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.